David Shapiro, welcome to the program. What is the promise of the risk assessment tool for prisoners?
The point of the risk assessment tool is to provide a more objective assessment of the likelihood that if someone is granted parole, they would commit another crime. And when I say more likely, I mean compared to the current process, which essentially involves the Prisoner Review Board making a subjective assessment. Using this risk assessment tool wouldn't mean that the board would always have to follow its recommendations, but at least it would present them with objective data that would inform their decisions.
So your clients are C-number inmates, which means they're among a tiny fraction of Illinois prisoners with what are called indeterminate sentences. They have ranges like 100 to 300 years, but they're eligible for parole. You mentioned the Prisoner Review Board. Can you talk a little bit about how that process works? Who decides and how is it decided when they're ready to go free?
As you said, these are C-number prisoners. They were sentenced prior to 1978, and under the law that was in effect at the time, it still applies to them. They, unlike other prisoners, go in front of the Prisoner Review Board from time to time. The full Prisoner Review Board, which has about 13 or 15 members, those members make a decision about the person's liberty. A majority vote is necessary in order to be released, and they each prisoner will go before the board at intervals of 1 to 5 years.
So you said the PRB makes a subjective decision. Are there any criteria that they use, a checklist or anything like that?
To my knowledge, there aren't. There may be a set of factors that they generally look at. I don't understand it to be standardized in any way, and that's in part why the tool is so important.
So why has the Department of Corrections, what do they say about why it's taking so long? I understand that they've had difficulty getting the staff to do these assessments and even getting the bidding process out and procuring what company they were going to go with to come up with this took quite a while.
Right. It's one of these situations that is penny-wise and pound-foolish. I mean, the whole purpose of the risk assessment tool is to make sure that people are getting the services that they need and not getting unnecessary services, and also that people who no longer pose a risk of recidivism don't need to keep being incarcerated when they don't pose any risk. And it's far more expensive to keep locking people up, particularly people like my clients, these long-serving prisoners who are older and therefore have more complex and expensive medical needs than it is to simply do these risk assessments and release the people who don't need to be in custody anymore. So although the reasons are financial, it's sort of the sort of financial reasoning that ultimately shoots the budget in the foot.
The hearing that was recently before a Sangamon County judge was over whether to grant a preliminary injunction in this case. Can you talk about exactly what remedy you were hoping for with that?
Sure. And first of all, a preliminary injunction is a request to the judge that there is an emergency need for the court to act right away and not to wait until the end of the case. Preliminary injunctions are rarely granted precisely because of that emergency requirement. And what the judge said here, what we asked for was that the judge say that people who haven't had a hearing with the risk assessment tool be granted a hearing with that tool as soon as possible. The judge, in denying the preliminary injunction, concluded that there wasn't an emergency that warranted that, but it's by no means the end of the case.
So where does the case go from here?
Well, the case from here will proceed to what's called a judgment on the merits, meaning a actual decision as to whether there is a violation of the law that requires the court to do something to remedy the situation. In this case, the law is very clear that a risk assessment tool needed to be in place by 2013, and there are people who have been denied risk assessment, the use of risk assessment tool, up until this day, until 2016. Clearly, something needs to be done in order to ensure that they receive the benefit of the statute, and I'm confident that the court ultimately will take action.
If we could return to the actual clients, the plaintiffs themselves, in court, one of the gentlemen had talked about how he'd suffered a stroke, and I believe he was in a wheelchair and clearly had difficulty walking. Most of these C number inmates are elderly or close to elderly. A lot of them, I mean, some of them have been in prison since the 1960s. You said that they don't necessarily pose a great risk of going out there on a new crime spree at that age. But I think there might be some people who listen to this and think, you know, one of these guys was convicted of murdering someone in a home invasion. The other one killed a Chicago police officer. Why should we care whether they have a harder time going free?
Well, first on the recidivism point, I mean, the data shows that after age 50, people's likelihood of committing another crime drops off dramatically. And look, that wouldn't be the only factor that this tool would look at. There would be a whole set of factors that would be assessed. And the idea would be that if someone is shown not to be dangerous, that after they've been in prison for 30 years or 40 years or 50 years, an extensive period of time, they've adequately paid for their crime, that they don't need to be locked up anymore simply for the point of locking them up and taking away their liberty, especially at a time when the governor has made it so clear that he wants a smaller prison population because we can't afford it. What he hasn't really done so far is deliver on that promise of reducing it, and this would be one step toward allowing that to happen.
David Shapiro, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
David Shapiro is with the MacArthur Justice Center at the Northwestern University School of Law. I'm Brian Mackey.